Blog Talk Radio.
My Hollywood dreams have been a nightmare. Going for that dream. Going for the Hollywood dream has been a nightmare. You know, not only getting signed when I was younger, and then again recently. The only good thing about it was creating and making the songs. But the reality of the danger of that dream was to protect my songs. Because I have dealt with these individuals who hurt my songs in my neighborhood. And they said they used it or so on. All my songs are copyrighted and published. That's the main protection. I wasn't so sure if they were protected. Her allegations, and I repeat, allegations. When I say allegations, I'll take it with a grain of salt until they're proven. Because in law, I know you have to prove things before you can go to court. But the ID theft and so on. But I want to let you know, the good thing is I signed to an indie label, but I did not sign to any major label, no manager. I did not get no tons of money. I practically didn't make it financially, so I'm still a poor artist. Then I moved to this home and dealing with all these allegations that I had no idea that I attracted the sickest and the most dangerous people in my neighborhood or on this planet. A homeless coming over here from the center that I haven't been in 20 years, coming over here targeting me. He's making up these false allegations that I didn't own my home, which was a lie, or said they're going to get, I was signed to somebody, or they got $600,000 and they're going to get it from my home, which is a lie. And that's fraud, because I want no fraud. And these allegations, they looked in my home. These are allegations. So why is I'm dealing with this? I don't know. I just was on a, even before I released music, I was attracting people who are the antithesis of what I consider good people. They were dangerous, they were criminal, they were desperate, they had a dark side. I was like, I don't deal with people with a dark side. And then I had people say they were in porn. I don't want nothing to do with porn. Yes, I want my Hollywood dreams to come true, but I do not want anything to do with porn. Oh, I'm not that desperate. I am hungry to be a star, but I'm not that hungry. I would never go be in porn. And then, you know, it's just really weird. And then they said they're going to get money from my home when they sell it. I mean, that's fraud. What is it, another allegation? And then to top it off, because I complained a lot and I pushed people away because of it, I'm very sorry, but I am who I am and I have to feel good about myself. I'm very much aware of reality. That's the truth. But when someone says they're going to put me in a locked facility, I mean, that's not going to happen a year to 10 years from now, 3 years from now. But the trespassing, I reported to the police, and I was like, gosh, why is I'm dealing with this? I came to Hollywood, L.A., for my dreams to come true. I didn't come to deal with the chaos or deal with a dangerous felon or a prostitute who were trying to take me down because and I don't even know, who have some severe mental problem, who live on the street, or some neighbor who targeted me because of my race. And I thought Los Angeles is very open. Outside Los Angeles is very open, too. It's a lot of Democrats, pretty much Democrats elected everywhere. My cup of tea, because I'm very open. You know, I'm progressive. I like to, you know, where I come from, I like to be around open-minded people. But I don't want to be around a crazy person who look at my skin color or my size and think they already know me. So my Hollywood dreams have been a nightmare to go for. If I was in New York State, which I'm from, and these people were around, these people have been locked up fast as fast as Donald Trump's reputation went downhill before he became president. I mean, gosh, when it goes fast, low, it goes low. They would be locked up. But I don't want to deal with no crazy person trying to get in my way being in the industry. Or because I got on podcasts, people think I'm famous. I'm not. I'm not that famous. People know my songs around the world a little. Now, I don't want to track somebody from the past who's up to no good, who want to undermine it, or who want to commit ID theft, or harass me because I'm talented, or want to steal my song, or my half. My head committed fraud. So the Hollywood dream has been a disaster and a nightmare. And I try very hard to tell people I don't want it to be taken away. Living in a home, which is another sign of American dream, and having a nightmare of neighbors gossiping about the insides of my home, or people think they can look in my home, that's criminal. That's illegal. That's not American. A normal person don't do that. So I be careful who I'm with, and we always have to be careful who we are with, because what I realized, even no matter if I was in New York State or California or North or South or whatever, criminals do crazy things, and one thing is they don't know how to respect boundaries. That's the first thing I know. They don't know how to respect boundaries. They'll invade your home with a camera, or they'll come up to you without you knowing, past or present, even people you know. That's one thing I know about dangerous people. They don't know how to respect boundaries. But out here, that's what I experience, so I keep away. It's important for me to feel safe in my own home, but I didn't come out here for that. I came out here for that Hollywood dream, to be a star and get a star on Walk of Fame, and it did not happen. And yes, there's a possibility that it may not happen, and that's going to be painful to me, and it's going to be difficult to persist because I have the talent, but I didn't get the recognition. But at the same time, being persecuted and being targeted by people with a dark side who I would never hang out or deal with in the first place. Or to go to Hollywood and people don't see me for who I am as an artist, but see me as something else. And that's not what I want. So the Hollywood dream is very difficult to go for. It's always going to be my dream. So I try to do what I need to do legally. But I also realize that the way I act, I give the wrong person the impression that I'm passive or something like that, and that is not true. Not true at all. I ain't going to let no one step on me, but I had to do everything legally. A passive person is someone who don't complain and who don't go to the police. They just allow people to take advantage of them or step on them. I consider someone who called the police on a crime, being a victim or allegations or whatever, a very assertive person. An aggressive person, no way. I cannot be an aggressive person in this society. Well, go take the law in my own hands, go up to somebody and start fighting or something. There's a propensity that I could die, be put in jail, and I'm not going to take that risk. People got guns out here, and I ain't going to put myself in a graveyard for being aggressive. No way. Especially the way I look. Being a black person, many black men have died for racism and because of trying to fight back against something that's illegal. And you had to do it You cannot be aggressive. You be assertive. Only time you be aggressive is when you self-defense. If your life is in danger or something like that, if someone is putting you in a situation, you know, like someone put a gun to your head or whatever or something like that, that's a different story. That's a totally different story. Or trying to beat me, you know, someone trying to beat me up, then I have to do what I can to survive. Other than that, being assertive means I have to do what I need to do legally. That's the way you deal with things in this society. But the Hollywood dream, going for the star and trying to be on the stage and making music and protect my music, that's what I want to deal with. Unfortunately, the Hollywood dream had turned into a nightmare when I'm dealing with things I had no idea. It just came to me and realized how dangerous society is. And also realized how dangerous society is as an African-American person or anybody who's a minority, that if you get, how many times have we heard that a black man got killed or robbed or a victim of racism or police brutality or coming across criminals, and I ain't going to be the next one. Or somebody, or black, white, or brown, a victim of a crime. I have been a victim of a crime. Severe. My life was endangered and so on. It took me years to heal. Several incidents. So I'm very much aware of who I'm dealing with in terms of how I want things to be in respect to that person. I dealt with the dark side, and I'm still dealing with it, which I don't understand. That's not what I came to L.A. to deal with. I came to deal with music and to deal with stuff like that. I did not come to L.A. to be no porn star. So, there's porn in my neighborhood. I don't deal with it. I never had, and I never will. So I have to make a dilemma about what I'm going to do with my Hollywood dream, because it's really part of who I am, to create music or to create films or to design albums or design videos. You know, I play my keyboard to make that song come true, to make my dreams come true. But I want no fraud, no negativity, someone jealous of me, or make up lies that I signed to something which I didn't, or someone got money for my songs. I never got really anything for my song. The most I got is pennies. When I hear people get 25 grand or 75 grand, that never happened to me. The Hollywood dream has been a nightmare, but an inspiration of how hard it is to make dreams come true. When I say Hollywood dream, I mean get signed to a major label like Capitol, or get my songs heard by somebody legitimately. I know about the other side, so I want, I dealt with the frauds. Want me to sign away something or something like that, or go, I do my best. One day at a time. Good day, good night from Dove Night.